real, read in between the lines. You're not speaking to the public, it's the Ballhead Brothers. Tell me how you feel, do you hate it or love it?
It's the Ballhead Brothers, the Ballhead Brothers. I said the Ballhead Brothers, the Ballhead Brothers. You know the Ballhead Brothers, the Ballhead Brothers. Speaking to the public, it's the Ballhead Brothers.
And we are, yes, ladies and gentlemen, back, biggity back. Welcome back to another episode of the Ball Head of Brothers podcast. It's the Ball Bro Alex.
It's the Ball Bro Marcus.
And hey, how's it going?
What's happening, my guy?
Man, chilling, man. You know,
hey, man, it's good to be chilling. You know what I'm saying? We done made it back.
Holy
shit. You know
what
I'm saying? Man. Dang, dog. A lot of shit been going on.
No,
you know what I'm saying? We back, the world back. Or is it the world back, we back, however it is. You know the vibes. What's good with you, man?
Is it the world back or we back? It doesn't fucking matter. I'm great because I'm still here.
Hey, that is facts.
How you doing, man?
In case people were concerned, we are still here.
We are still here.
I'm doing great. You know what I'm saying? I see you. You say you doing great. We doing great. Shit, it's great.
It's great. Life is good. And that's word to Drake. Because, you know, I'll be all day. Welcome. It's 2021, man. Last time we recorded was like October of last year or some shit, bro.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a long time. A lot has happened.
For sure.
A lot's done changed. The world's done changed. President's done changed. And now a lot has changed, but a lot has also stayed the same. And we're going to talk about it. So, let's go. How was your 2020, man? If you look back at your 2020, man, you think you would do it again?
Would I do 2020 again?
Yeah.
Probably. I'd probably do 2020 again.
Word.
For the most part. I mean, I was chilling prior to 2020. Mm. I was fortunate enough to also chill during 2020. So, I'd probably do it again. Not that I would want it to continue, you know what I'm saying? But if I had to build a time machine, I don't think I would necessarily travel back to 2020, right? But if my shit got broke down and I got stuck in 2020, you I'd be like, shit, all right, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't, bro. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. I wouldn't get COVID again. That shit was trash.
See, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? That was probably different.
That was some scary shit. Like, you know, niggas is sitting there. I told myself I wasn't going to say that word. Told myself, I'm trying to do better. I've been inspired. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dog, like that was a rough moment for a second there. A lot happened just in the span of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we back. I'm back. And
I'm glad to see you back, my brother.
You know, I'm breathing.
Even though I've been seeing you since then.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
for sure. So, yeah, I was fortunate enough not to catch the run.
Yeah, it's a fact. But you got the vax though.
I did get vaccinated in the meantime.
And this ain't an ad, you know.
You know what I'm saying? No, I took the decision. For real, my mom got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that my mom got vaccinated, I was like, I mean, shit, I'm gonna go ahead and get that joint too. For real. Cause like I said, I never had like the flu shot. I've still never taken a flu shot. I don't think I ever had like chickenpox vaccine when that was a thing. I also never had chickenpox.
Damn, dog, you know, she turned to shingles when you get old.
Shit.
So it's too late now. because like they say you can only get like the chickenpox when you were a kid. Otherwise, when you get old, that shit like really fucks your shit up because you ain't really like your body done changed so much and shit before. But
mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to say you gonna get it. You know what I mean? Because you know
you gonna live through that. You know what I'm saying? Hope I don't get it.
Yeah, facts. Nah, I'm talking about crazy. But yeah. So you were you scared when you got it, or you were like, you know, how'd you feel? For those that have yet to get it, but the people know.
Oh, the vaccine?
Yeah, the big vax.
Well, I mean, shit, I don't really fuck with needles. So that was the main thing.
Mm.
Because
you ain't never had a shot before. Or have you had a shot
I've you know what I'm saying? I've dealt with needles in the past.
Did you go heroin?
Huh? Nothing. But it's in general, I don't necessarily fuck with needles. But aside from that, I mean, I did get the damn, like, the arm soreness. But you know, I know people who got like that second dose and that shit knocked them out for a couple days. I was fortunate enough not to.
You did the two dose or you did the single dose?
No, I did the two joints.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I got, you know, Pfizer poppy, as they say.
You got the digital card saying that you're vaccinated?
No, I don't got no digital card. I got the physical card in my, and I keep that shit just in my car. Because when I got the shot, I got the shot in the, like, in my car. So they handed me the shit, you know what I'm saying? I just put it in my
put that in the
glove box type shit.
He said, yeah, I might need this later. I don't know if I ever need it. If I ever need anything, it's in my glove box.
Exactly.
If I ever need anything, exactly, it's in the glove box.
Either I'm in the car with it because it's in my glove box, yeah, or I got to run out to the car to get it out the glove box.
But it's in the glove box, and I know it. So, you know, yeah. Shout out to you, man. I'm like, I'm going to get it because I ain't got it yet. I ain't see no point in getting it yet because, you know, I'm one of the people that say if I got COVID, then, you know, I already got the antibodies and shit. But I also was like, yo, I'm going to just wait. Because I feel kind of odd that niggas just, like, giving out money. And I said it again. And I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I find it odd that the people are giving out money for, like, the vaccine.
Like, yeah, I found that a little odd, too. I've seen people, like employers and stuff, they're offering, like, incentives to get the vaccine. Thought that shit was a little shiesty. But I don't know, man.
Bro, that's cool though, because you want to get your people back into the office, and the only way they can get in the office based off of federal law.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Is that you can't, you know, I mean, you gotta get them in here, but like, give them the option to stay at home or whatever, work from home, whatever. Don't just make them do it. My thing was, there was a whole lottery, enter to win it, get shot up, you can win a lottery. That strikes me as odd. Because, like, you just came out of COVID. The world was just shut down. A lot of people need that money.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ain't got it yet, well, I mean, you know, all I got to do is get a shot. And I could win $1 million.
If it's money to be made, best believe.
They're going to try and make it.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, nah, I don't like it. I think it's weird, man. Because, you know, so many people don't want to get it, right? And by it, I mean the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't going to stay here too long. But, you know, like, so many people don't want to get it because of however they feel about shit, whether it be misinformed or whether it be, like, their actual feelings. It's just, you know, weird how they try to entice you to get it. You know? It's like that guy Frank that just won't leave you alone.
Fucking Frank, we ain't forgot about you.
Yeah, we ain't forgot about you, Frank. But it's just like that. It's like, you know, he's just like in your face all the time, trying to hang.
Yeah, no, enticing folks to get the vaccine. I mean, even like what I was saying about the employer shit. I mean, you make a good point that I did not consider in terms of, you know, wanting your employees back in the office, because, I mean, obviously, the machine still got to go. But, nah, that's tough.
You think you're more productive at home than you are in the office?
Nah, hell no.
You think you work better in the office?
I would definitely work better in the office, personally. It's really? It's too much shit at my house. You know what I'm saying? And I think me, personally, I'm just, like, easily distracted. So, it would just be, you know,
I'm just playing the Xbox.
Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying it would just be better to be away from that shit for me personally.
All the distractions and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nah.
What do you feel like?
I can't. I work from home. I after doing that shit for the entire like last year, I was like, man, it's just like you can't. I can't get but so much done without being able to quickly speak to people. And the only way that happens quickly is if we're in, like, face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, who the fuck knows what you're doing? Because if you like me, in my former place of employment, I'd just be, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be there. I mean, this didn't happen too. Like, I got towards the end of my employment. But I was like, man, I'll be online. Hit me up in about, you know, I hit you back in like 2 hours. Well, I'm online, though. You know, I'm working.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. But I can't do that at work, like in the office, face to face with somebody right beside me. Like, yeah, hey man, I need this, I need that.
See, I think for me, that I feel that as well. But like, the fact that I, you know, and when you work with like fucking like global teams and shit. That shit, it's still the same type of shit technically. In terms of the non face to face shit. I don't really have the opportunity to change that. But just to limit the distractions would I would feel like it would be better. But then, I mean, like, I've been doing this for, like, it's over a year now. So, I wouldn't be opposed to just a switch-up type of shit. Like, if I could just go in there every once in a while, you know what I'm saying?
The hybrid joint, yeah.
But right now, I don't even have the option. So, that's the main thing.
Oh, you don't even have the option. They won't even let you in the building?
Yeah, nah.
Damn.
Our joint's still closed.
You share it with people, or it's just, like, your job? Like, your company, I guess. Is it like company building, or is it just like?
Oh no, no, it's just us. Yeah. We don't have. It's not like when some joints your company have a few floors.
Right.
No, it's all us. But like the building still ain't open yet.
That's wild. You waiting on it though? I mean, shit.
Yeah, when it happens, because I will be hybrid, so it would just be like a couple days out the week, but. When them first couple days out the week come, I'm out of there. For sure.
Nah, I feel you. I like work. I kind of miss working downtown, but I don't really miss working downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Cause this shit trash now. The streets is trash, and traffic was a bitch, and it's gonna be a bitch again. But so much, like I said, so much has changed. So much has stayed the same. Yeah. 45 is out, 46 is in, and yeah.
You seen a lot of change since the change?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, did anything for you, has anything your way been affected yet?
No, not good, not yet, no.
No, I mean even bad, like anything in general. Or has it just been
it's been
stagnant?
The same.
Yeah, yeah.
My life has been the same as far as like when 45 left and 46 came in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I might, I thought with all the support that it would be all the paintings on the streets and all that shit. I thought that shit was going to make it like different.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and I realized that it wasn't going to be different in 2020. So when I saw him come in, 46 that is, I was like, all right, it's the same guy that told me. I have not forgotten that he sat there on TV with that black man and said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I have not forgotten that.
He really said that.
He said that shit. And motherfucker said, oh, okay.
He really got that off.
Hillary said she had hot sauce in her bag and y'all killed her for it. Even though y'all knew Mr. Grabber by the pussy was right beside there. I need to clean up my vernacular. My words not going. That just sounded
do
bad.
Do you?
Yeah, man. I do. I feel like I've grown up throughout, 1 year. Y'all, is that wild to think?
That you've changed in a year?
1 year? Yeah.
Nah, not over the year that we had, I don't think.
Mm.
Maybe if that was like, if it was just like 2019 or something, but even then, but I feel like a lot of people, grew up over this past year. Mm. So,
well, yeah, man, I don't really want to talk about 46 because I don't know how I feel yet. Because it was cool to talk about 45. I don't know,
I mean, it was easy to talk about 45 because what I'm saying. He made himself something to talk about.
Now you gotta pay attention to actual.
Now policy. You actually gotta pay attention and have something to talk about. And I wasn't paying attention then. I ain't paying attention now.
I'm gonna pay attention.
Unfortunately.
I'm gonna pay attention. Saying?
For the viewers, that is. Not for my. I mean, for the listeners. Not for myself.
The viewers. Foreshadowing. I love it. Speaking into existence. Yeah, people, videos coming soon. I don't know when soon is, but sometime soon we'll be showing our ugly faces and our shiny heads.
But Derek.
And if you guys saw that on video, you would have gotten that. It would have made more sense. But video will make more sense as it comes along.
Shout out to Derek and Paul. I'm saying? They still they drop knowledge in the group chat. I'm saying? I'll pick up on some shit, read some shit then. But in terms of actually focusing my energy to find it,
mm-hmm.
No, that ain't me.
All right. Well, I would implore you to, like, pay attention.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Just a little bit.
For sure.
Just a little bit. Because, you know, we pay so close attention to 45 that it would be remiss. We would be without remiss. I don't know if that's the correct terminology. Whatever. Fuck, it sounds good. We would be remiss to not pay attention to 46.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to run on that slogan.
I like it. Y'all boy here now.
I'm telling you. I know what I said last year. I know I said I was going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking do it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it.
Do something.
I want to say congratulations to Mr. Kevin Samuels for getting a million views on YouTube. That is right.
You got a million subs?
A million subs, yeah.
Oh, shit. It's a decent little plaque to get.
That's, hey, some people don't get 10,000.
Facts.
Some people don't get 300. And he got a million. Been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, I don't say that because of like what he says now, but it's because he is the epitome of watching a YouTuber grow from nothing to something. Like, he came in, and yes, he came in, he was talking to the men, he was like, yo, black man, need to learn how to tie a tie, you need to learn how to get you some fragrances, know how you, what you smell good, like, you know what I mean, like, be presentable into this world. And, you know, people paid him for it. Evidently, because now this man is out here talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's become a little bit of a hot topic as of late. And by late, I mean like the past 2 months, I've been wanting to talk about him. But, you know, we ain't been recording. So have you watched any Kevin Samuels videos?
Full length? No. Anything that's been like, you know, that hit my Twitter feed, I've seen bits and clips of it, but no, I'm not the nigga to go find that content or look for it. I'd probably also block that shit on my Twitter timeline now that I think about it. Cause I knew that was a thing, but I didn't know it was a thing.
Okay.
And somebody recently showed me that it was legitimately a thing. And I was like, oh shit.
What, blocking shit?
Yeah. on your Twitter shit, on your feed, so you don't like, you just
so fucking, you don't see it,
so you don't see it. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. You can control what you see. Message. Because none of this shit is real. Keep that in mind.
None of this shit
is
real.
Hey, shit changed since 2019.
I scroll past shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it catch my eye, it catch my eye. But for the most part, I just scroll past shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
You got a lot of shit blocked on your Twitter feed?
Yeah. I block a lot of bullshit. I block a lot of ads because I don't like companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sucks to say that I do that, but like, I don't like a lot of shit. I don't like, I block people,
mm-hmm.
and I forget they're blocked, and I never remember that they're blocked because I never go back and check my block list. It just happens, and I just keep my life going.
Talking about actual people, or are you talking about words?
I block a lot of everything,
mm-hmm.
like people, places, things, nouns, nigga. I block them all.
I feel that all parts of speech.
Hell yeah, I don't care, man. Sometimes I might block a verb. Get it? A verb?
Y'all know. Boo!
Hold on.
No, don't clap for that. I seen a joint on Twitter yesterday. It was like, what's going on with battle rap? Did you see that?
I haven't. What happened?
Man, Buddy had some trash ass. He took some trash ass like approach on. I can't even remember what he said,
mm-hmm.
but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I gotta find that clip because I used to watch battle rap like religiously before 2019, and like then 2020 hit and then I just stopped. But like now, I try to get back into it and it's just like, I feel like I've gotten old, man. Like I've gotten older, because now it's like, damn, I'm listening to a black man tell another black man how he'll kill that black man, and how he gonna use that gun. How he gonna put the bullets in that revolver, and I'm gonna spend that 6 shots, and you gonna get 6 shots. Hard bars. But damn.
I still fuck with battle rap, but I just don't like the new like optics behind it. All the stuff, yeah, you know, I don't really like the presentation. I mean, I like how they was able to hustle through you know, not having crowds and shit.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That's really dope.
But Aside from them like grinding to, you know, keep that shit up and afloat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like it just looks like fucking WWE to me. This shit look like Vince McMahon controlling it.
Good. It needs to look like that because none of this shit is real.
That shit just looks like plain Jane entertainment. Yeah,
it looked like entertainment. Before, it was shot to look like, oh yeah, I'm in this man's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going side to side. Yeah. And he been in, and I walk up to him and I bow. All his organs coming out and shit like that. Like they used to be all up on this. I don't know. It went from I don't know. It's crazy. But you know, I like the shit. I think the change is nice. I like to see new shit because new year, new me.
They push out so much shit, bro. And in fact, you can just see it on the app for free, but you can only see it right then and there. Like it's just like damn, because you know, because back in the day you didn't have the opportunity, so it's cool to have the opportunity now.
Mm-hmm.
But just as like the casual battle rap fan, like nah, because I be missing shit and like. Then I gotta actually go like what I wish they would do is put that shit on YouTube like faster, because I definitely go back and find a battle to watch it,
mm-hmm.
but to damn dedicate my whole Saturday to that shit, nah, not me as a casual fan, but I do know guys, you know what I'm saying, I got homies that do that shit.
The people that do that shit, you know, ain't nobody judging nobody for that shit. It's just, you know, I can't sit down for 4 hours and watch something for 4 hours straight.
Facts. And I be trying to see certain, I just want to see certain niggas battle. I'm not trying to watch the whole joint, yeah. So then I gotta damn.
I gotta watch commercials.
Gotta watch the whole shit.
I gotta watch this nigga. I don't even know this guy.
Ain't nobody know, trash. And like, there's no, they don't have fucking, like a time on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't know when the battle you want to see is coming on.
You think they should bring back? Yeah, right. It's not like the.
Yeah, there's no timestamps on the shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-mm. Well, you know, shout out to Smack, though. That shit lit, though.
Oh, facts.
Big shout out to Smack. Did you see the BET Awards?
I did not see the BET Awards. Did you?
I did.
Okay.
First time I watched the BET Awards in like 10 or 15 years.
That's what I haven't seen the BET Awards since probably like 2014 type shit.
It's just like YouTube. Like once YouTube came about and started, like everybody started getting their the clips up there,
mm-hmm.
I started watching real TV. I was like, I'm gonna catch it. But I did watch this real time because, you know, it wasn't us, nothing else to do. And I don't know, man. I'm getting old. I feel like I'm an old man. I'm young as shit, but I feel like
Did you enjoy it?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was basic. Shout out to the City Girls. They did their thing, but they was trash.
Jesus.
It was, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, the art of performing is lost because they just be shaking their ass. Even Tyler, the creator, made a set, and I was like, well, this is definitely made for TV because they brought the camera all the way the fuck in on him. But then I shot him some bail because I was like, well, I mean, if it's a play, you got props for a play and you make this, you set the stage and shit and you make that shit rock out. But
yeah, I saw some of his performance.
That
on,
shit
like,
was
Twitter.
Like creative.
That shit was pretty cool.
Give me art. I want to see art.
It looked like the car was moving.
Yeah.
In a windstorm.
Right. But like, I just need him to do a couple laps, run a little bit, and then, you know, that way you can actually rap on beat with your song as you twerk. Because Meg do it very well.
Hmm.
If you're going to do it. If you're not going to do it, I mean, you know, whatever. Be out here like Queen Latifah. Shout out to Queen Latifah. Because I ain't saying nothing. Or rock out like Nicki Minaj. Or Lil' Kim. And just work the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try and twerk and rap. Everybody can't be Meg. I'm sorry. You can't. Everybody can't be Meg, yo. You can't. Hey, it's only one The Stallion, and she is The Stallion at bars. I'm telling you, another one. Where did DJ Khaled? But yeah, Meg looked good. She won everything. Shout outs to her. Shout outs to Roc Nation. And yeah, I don't know, man. Lil Nas X did what Lil Nas X does.
What is that?
He creates controversy for people to say his name.
Did he perform?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I guess, well, I mean, I don't guess. Like, he kissed the dude at the end. And then, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. At this point, I don't give a fuck who you like who you like. We might cut this shit.
Love is love.
We might cut this shit. But let's talk about this shit real quick, bro. So this nigga Lil Nas X, right? He grabs the dude by the neck and just tongues this nigga down, dog. Now, the reason I don't have an issue with it is because it's TV. It's Lil Nas X. And he does what Lil Nas X does. It's the same nigga that came on the music video with fake tits. At that point, once you do some shit like that, I'm just like, all right, nigga, I don't expect nothing from you. Like, you kissing the nigga, that shit light to me. But, right, not for real, that shit light. But he did have a music video. You had tits, dog. You had tits, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that. You gave yourself CGI or fucking mold on tits. Either way, you made yourself tits. You kiss a nigga, I don't give a fuck about that. That's light. That's light to me. I've been seeing that shit since goddamn 2007, 2008. 6, 5, 4, for real. Niggas know what gay is. All right, boom. Then I was like, all right, so he kissed a nigga, gang, whatever. He's passionate, whatever. Or he did it for the fucking camera. It looked nasty because I was like, man, if I could be, I could speak freely. We might put this on Patreon or some shit. I don't know. But if I could speak freely, he enjoyed it. It was weird to me because he looked like he can't kiss. And I was like, ew, nigga. Right. I know.
I hear you.
When you watch so many, like, movies and shit, where you have people, like, couples kissing, romantic scenes and shit, mm-hmm. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you see actors and shit, and you can tell, like, oh, they're acting. And they come in and they, it was like, I'm going to do this as actor-ish as possible, and he failed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man. It was cringe because you did it bad. It wasn't that you did it. I don't give a fuck that you did it. It was just like, you ain't had no passion behind it. You was just like, man.
He didn't get the assignment.
Right. He didn't understand the assignment. He had an idea. He told him they told him what he wanted to do. They told him, all right, so this is how you going to do it. And then he did it how he wanted to do it, but not how they told him to do it. You feel me? And yeah, he just yanked him in and just said, man, I was like, I get it. You know,
you would have kissed that nigga better than
it's
that.
No. Didn't say that. It's Pride Month. Shout outs. Now, we are the tail end of Pride Month because, you know, what? Shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to the LGBTQ+. All y'all, whatever, you know, rock out. I do got an issue, and we're going to talk about it later about some other shit. But I got some issues. But not about your choices and shit. You know what I mean? Whatever. Do what the fuck you want to do. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck. I can't make your life. I can't control you. It is what it is.
Facts.
You feel me? So, yeah, Lil Nas X, you want to kiss him. Whatever. Now, like I said, if you're going to do it, at least be good. You seen Titanic. You seen Jack Kicks Rose. Alright, that's all I'm saying.
I feel you.
So I'm saying.
Not everybody can be Leo though. You
know what I'm saying? You know, they snub him too, so.
Many of times.
Yeah, many times. But speaking of transgenders, we're back with the horrible segues. All that shit is back. It's just whatever, man. Just fuck it. We might cut through both these past two stories and just case say fuck it. You won't ever hear this shit unless you pay for it. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, a story broke that, you know. Hold on. I ain't going to say a story broke. Fuck that shit. First of all, round of applause. That's enough of that. To the black girl magic that is in the Olympics. Because.
Facts. Go Tigers.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. You know, have some pride in that shit. But nah, like, for real, shout out to all the black women that are competing and, you know what I mean, doing what they gotta do. you know, it's been a hard time coming. Y'all know, y'all do what the fuck y'all gotta do. It happens. Mm-hmm. You know, people gonna respect it. They'll see. You know, you'll understand.
You excited about the Olympics?
No, I'm not. I really don't care.
You watch anything in the Olympics?
No, I don't. I don't. I always catch everything. The only time, shout out to Leiford. Only time I watch the Olympics.
Yeah, facts. I definitely watch.
Between that and like when the Dream Team played. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Other than that,
I'll sometimes watch some basketball. I was watching swimming.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Phelps. Because, you know, smoke weed every day.
You know what I'm saying? I watch some tennis.
Shout out Serena.
I watch some soccer. But
other than that, the Olympics?
Yeah.
Word.
I watch a little bit of that. But I be forgetting it. Like, until all this recent stuff started going around about, you know, the athletes that are making it, mm-hmm. I forgot all about the Olympics low key. Because, you know, that shit was supposed to happen last year.
Right.
But a lot of shit was supposed to happen last year that didn't. So. Now that I'm seeing that, I'm like, oh shit, I looked it up. I think it should start sometime this month.
Tokyo Olympics, right?
Yeah. Mm. So I'm gonna see some of it, but I'm never like big on it. Aside from, like you said, when Leifer was in that joint, I was watching it for sure.
Yeah, I was trying to catch every single one of them joints. Cause, you know.
And fucking I would try to catch some like Usain Bolt races. But now it's like I'm so disconnected from who's in the Olympics. I think that's the main thing. Because what made me watch Olympics was more so for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from like soccer, I'd watch that just because.
There you go. You want to talk about OnlyFans? Which one you want to go with? That's crazy, ain't it?
Let's go to OnlyFans.
Look at OnlyFans. So, OnlyFans is going public.
Like an IPO type?
Yeah.
Mm.
An evaluation of like 1 billion, 400 million or some shit. I don't fucking know. Hold on, let me fact check myself because I can.
Damn! Breaking news: them boys say Shakari Richardson is and failed a drug test. B. She about to be suspended for 30 days. Could potentially miss. Her 100-meter run.
God damn.
That's tragic.
You damn near came close to, like, fucking your shit up. Well, I mean, now you're really close to fucking your shit up, and it's like, what the fuck? After the social media people supported the fuck out of you, bro, I ain't seen not... That whole time, it was, like, four pictures. It was her, Simone Biles, and I saw Shorty that was doing the shot put. I'm being so disrespectful, so I'm not even going to say Shorty. I'm just going to say your name. It's crazy when you Google black woman shot and it shows by police.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Fucking that's Google, bro.
Huh?
Fucking Google,
it's
yo.
It's crazy, though, right?
Fucking world. Crazy? Fucking Google. Not fucking Google. Fucking world.
The world. Because I'm looking for shot put and you put shot and the next two words by the suggested search is by police. All right, whatever. Anyway. Jessica Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. You said she's in the shot put?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
She can launch that motherfucker?
So what people have seen was like Raven the Hulk Saunders, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the girl that you saw, that video you probably saw on like Facebook of Shorty that did that shit and twisted and mm-hmm. lost that shit. When then she put the face mask on and shit and it looked like the Hulk and all that shit. So
yeah,
that's the one you see. Shorty just topped her shit. So, you know, really shout out to Black Girl Magic. Like, Jessica Ramsey. Anyway, you seen the video. You seen her do that shit. That shit was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Richardson, because I don't even want to fuck up her first name.
Facts.
Miss Richardson. It's like, you knew you was out here, man. You was out here. You good. All you had to do was wait 3 months. And you was going to be on the Wheaties. You was going to be on Wheaties, bruh. Think about that shit, bro. You tell me all I got to do is 3 months and my wife is going to change. In 3 months. If you just stay the course.
I mean, she might still rock out on her other races. But damn, I wanted to see that 100-meter joint. We just talking about, this is crazy because we were just talking about what we was going to watch in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's the only reason, you know, that's the only reason why I would actually pervade the Olympics, you know, big word. It's like, nah, that probably didn't make any sense. I probably used that word wrong as fuck. But that's the only reason why I watch it. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, I'm rooting for the word of Easter Race 2018. Rooting for everybody's black. Still.
Everybody.
Still. We ain't stopped. The headline reads, OnlyFans seeks new funding at valuation above. Ready? $1 billion fucking dollars.
Hey man, sex sells.
Now, sex does sell. I agree. Are they going to keep the sex if they sell?
I'd imagine.
Can they, though?
I think so.
Because you do? How?
I mean, I do know. I do imagine. And well, I do know there's other shit on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But I also know that the adult entertainment is more so what blew up the platform. I don't see why they would have to change their model though if they decide to. Or are you saying going right. public would change? You'd have to change?
Yes, because you gotta change it. Because while sex does sell, only the shit that's done in the dark sells.
Mm-hmm.
In the dark, with this $1 billion above $1 billion valuation, OnlyFans seeks to bring in like celebrities and shit. In a behind a paywall
mm-hmm.
for their content. Now, whether that is like, you know, having your own fucking TV show or your own mobile video show, however the fuck you want to call it, a day in the life, bus life, like Kwame Brown, Kevin Samuels can bring his show over there. It doesn't matter because at this point, in order for me to bring all these people in, I have to claim my image. If I'm gonna bring a celebrity in here that has a following of 5 million people versus just $20,000 followers that are trying to see a titty and shit, I'm going to tell you and your 20,000 followers get the fuck on because I'm getting a million. So bye-bye if you want to take your titty over to Twitter or some shit. Another bar. There's three of them. Take your titty to Twitter. Word of boozy. But, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that it's gonna be a push to get all of that adult entertainment that really sells out, so they can make way for like all the real like people that people follow. Like, they're trying to take Instagram people away from Instagram and put them on OnlyFans so you can pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants to. Everybody knows. I know OnlyFans. I say OnlyFans. I bet everybody in the room, as you're listening to this shit, knows what has heard of OnlyFans. Ain't got to know what it is. They probably heard of it. I've heard OnlyFans before. I don't know what the fuck it is. There's at one point everybody thought GoDaddy sold sex. Heard of it. I don't know what the fuck they do over there, but I heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with fucking OnlyFans. A lot of people probably heard of this shit. Probably think about sex. But I remember we had this conversation a long time ago, and you told me, I mean, it's more than sex on there, man. It's not just sex on OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying.
You said it was more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you were full of shit.
I do believe it's more.
And now, look at this shit. God damn it, you were right. Hey, you were right as fuck. Because look at this shit, bro. Oh, man.
I don't know, man. That shit going to sell. I would hope that they wouldn't have to feel a need to clean up their appearance or whatever. I mean, because...
Is that, like, because you want to keep the subscriptions?
No, I don't got no OnlyFans subscriptions, but I'm just saying, like, niggas got to, you know what I'm saying? If it's money to be made, best believe a nigga glocking. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, somebody going to pay for it.
Mm.
So why take that away from them?
Mm.
But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody hustle, B. As long as your hustle don't involve you killing me, I can't knock it.
Word.
Or harming my family or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody decided to show their titty to 20,000 people. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. Shit, show your titty.
Show me.
And you might as well get paid for it.
Right, because you might as well get paid for it. Why not? Why not take the check? It's OnlyFans.
If I had a titty to show, I promise you I'd have OnlyFans.
What? I monetize the fuck out that shit, bro. I monetize the fuck for what? Because you know niggas is horny. Like at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Somebody gonna pay for it.
Somebody will pay for sex. Because like you said, sex sells. I don't really agree with this shit. I think this shit is like kind of trash. But at the end of the day, you gotta make your money. Make your money. Word to Players Club. Make your money though. Let it make you though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Ray said that. Oh shit, no. But she said that.
He said she old as shit now.
Shit.
Hey, Lisa Ray was bad, boy.
Lisa Ray was a
bitch. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you saying now won't buzz me. Cause where I come from, I'm so people you grow with lemon
and coffee.
Made it through the pain and the strife. It's my time now, my life.
Damn it, we back. Shout out to fucking J. Cole for getting us back into this shit. Yeah. Where we at with it now? Because that was cool. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we throw a little fucking music video in the middle of that shit. Like, it's really the club.
Yo, the club really had the music videos on the screen.
It had the music videos going, bro. If your club didn't have the music video playing on the big 55-inch TVs, what are you doing?
Shout out to 2013 through about 2017, man. Times was good. Times was good.
Real good.
I specifically remember the videos on the screens. And that time, I don't remember videos on the screen. Maybe in college, they had videos on the screens too. But what I can definitely remember is the partying that we did, like right after college.
Oh yeah,
it was some good. That was a good time.
Great times, man. Great times. Ah, man.
Damn, niggas is getting old. the world didn't change. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, so much done change, so much done stay the same, but a lot of shit done change too.
When you going to the club again?
I'm not. What? I ain't going to the club again. Nigga, I'm engaged. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, even with, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck
congrats,
that.
Congrats on that. But even with your old lady,
listen,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Your clubbing is done.
I never got with that shit.
You never went out with your girl?
No, I've gone out with my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. I've gone out with my fiance. You know, I got.
Or even before that, I'm just saying. Like,
before that, no, yeah. I didn't.
You never went out?
I wasn't like it took for her to actually be here for me to actually want to go out. I've gone out before with a gal that was my gal friend, and it was weird because it was like, yo, if I was here by myself, so much shit I'd be doing that wouldn't involve you because you here too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's an ass right there. And I kind of want to hop on that. But I'm here with you. So I'm going to be respectful because, you know, I'm respectful.
I feel that.
I respect the situation. You know, you respect, it's all it is. It don't change the fact that the dude might want to hop on some shit. If I see it.
For sure.
Like, I'm like, yeah, you know, if you wasn't here and I wasn't really serious about this. That's real.
Respect that.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be back in the club though. I don't know. It take a lot for me to go to the club.
Yeah, I don't see no club in my future. Me and my homie were just talking about that earlier today. You know what I'm saying? I'll slide out to the bar though.
Right.
Have a couple drinks. My mans was saying anywhere with a dance floor or a space for dancing, you don't need to be there.
Mm.
And I was like, I mean, if I go out now, you know what I'm saying? If somehow I make it through, because my only thing is, you know, nowadays niggas hit the, you know what I'm saying? You hit the town a little early for one.
Facts.
That going out, that starting late, you know what I'm saying? We past that. So if we start a little early, and let's say by a little early, I mean like 8, 9, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, we're not even on no day drinking shit, because if I go out on some day party vibes, I promise you I'm not making it through no time where we would even consider going to a club.
Yeah, like
now, you know what I'm saying. If I meet you in the late evening, you know what I'm saying, 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying. We had a couple drinks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying. You talking about, hey man, let's go to blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying. I might fuck with you, but the chances of me even making it to that 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I meet you at 8 by 9:30, shit. You know what I'm saying. 8. I had a couple drinks. You know what I'm saying? I'll holler. You know what I'm saying? Meet me on the war zone, my G. Because I'm going to the crib. I'm going to
turn it down.
I'm going to the crib. You know what I'm saying? But it was good to see you. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. I had a great time. But right about now, shit.
Hey, listen. I like being at home.
I holler at you in the cloud, my G.
I like being at home. I think it's something, as much as I didn't like having to be at home, I still like being at home.
Right.
You feel me? And that, whatever, call it what you want to call it. It's just like, yeah, I'd rather be at home than be out in the mix, especially now, because I don't know if I'm ever going anywhere without a mask on. Vaccine or not. I don't know if I'm going anywhere without a mask on. It could be 12 people in that bitch. I'm going to wear a mask in that shit. Cause I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas
see, about. I said I was going to be like that. I always keep my mask with me.
You be rocking out in the grocery stores with no mask?
Yeah, I'll rock out in the grocery store with no mask. You
fucking around with no condom, nigga? What?
I'll rock around. I'll rock in through the store with no condom. I mean, with no mask, bro. Chill. Hey, relax.
It's contraceptive, whatever the fuck. Keeps you alive.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
You know, 99.9%, 99.7%, it ain't 100% safe. But, you know, better safe than sorry.
For sure.
So, yeah, you put a condom on your face. It's cool. It's cool.
But, you know, I'm big vac, so, you know, I take my chances with that.
Mm.
So, I, like, and I'm not saying that's a proper thing to do.
Not at all.
By any means. It's really not. Because, you know, Chris Paul just had to miss some games. He vaccinated and he caught, and he, you know what I'm saying, he got the joint. But like I said, I keep my mask with me. Do I just go ahead and put it on? I mean, because even in the masked era, you know, it was still, shit was still weirdly masked, you know?
What? What do you mean?
You walk into a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
But when you, but you know what I'm saying? You got to walk through the restaurant with the mask on. But you, when you sit down, you can take the mask off. Now then, you know what I'm saying? Mask off. Fuck it, mask off. You know, at that point in time, you start to consider the social distancing. Because, you know, somebody, Fauci or whatever, said, if you, as long as you're 6 feet apart, you know what I'm saying, you're safer. So, of course, they already then established the establishment in social distance fashion. So, but it still was just like, my nigga, what? This doesn't make that much sense.
It does though.
And you know what I'm saying? You can't really, you can't drink, you can't eat, you can't do shit with that mask on. So you got to take the mask off, fucking mask off. So it's just like, when I'm in the store, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I keep my distance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fauci said, you know, the distance was the thing. Third of all, you know what I'm saying? I'm big vax. So I'd be like, shit, I'm going to shake them up, and roll these dice.
Mm.
But like I said, I'm not saying you should do that. Me and my mans was just talking about that shit prior to us starting this. He was just, he hit the group chat with, y'all still be wearing the mask? Because, you know what I'm saying? He said when he, if he inside, he got the mask on.
Word. Like if inside he, the...
Anything. If he's inside an establishment, he got the mask on.
Word. He got a vaccine?
And he vaccinated.
Word.
Mm.
Well, I mean, you know.
So it's funny you say that because.
That Delta variant, man. The niggas got all kinds of variants going in this bitch, no?
Yeah.
And they say you got to be vaccinated. If you vaccinated, some niggas are saying, yo, that shit won't even affect your shit. I think like the Moderna. I think that one they say like it is effective against the Delta variant. I don't know.
Well, I ain't got that one.
I ain't no virologist, you know. I don't know. I didn't study this shit. But I do know that man Fauci made some money. And, you know, make the money because you told niggas.
Hey, somebody got to get paid for it. I wish it was me.
I saw, you remember how people... They say you got you if you wear a face mask, like the plastic face shield shit, that you was good.
Mm-hmm.
I read a study that said that shit was bullshit.
I imagine there's gonna be a lot of studies to come out.
Bullshit, dog.
By 2025, they say all this shit was bullshit. So, aside now, excuse me, Now I don't mean to say that in no type of...
I do.
No. I'm not saying that in a fucking insensitive way. Because we know not all of this shit is bullshit. Some people lost their lives. You know what I'm saying? You had the joint. So
I reserve the right.
Clearly, it's not complete bullshit.
But it's not. In terms of
a lot of stuff aside from the seriousness of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of bullshit.
Bro. I don't know how niggas thought that shit. Damn it. I said it again. I tell you, I'm going to catch myself every time. I don't know how people survive, like thought that shit was going to work. The little face shield shit that left their whole neck and chin area exposed and their whole like side. Like they did it so that you can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So I lift it a little bit just so I can get a little bit of air to come up in that joint to breathe. They did a study where they released a whole bunch of like test toxins in the air and shit behind, and then like had a filter behind that mask. And it was like, I mean, it's about as safe as like not wearing a cloth mask because you were able to still inhale shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's like a proximity to face ratio, like shield to face ratio, where you'd have to like close off all this shit, and I ain't never seen no full on face mask form fitted to nobody's face that wouldn't allow air in. Like had a KN95459935 fucking mask and shit. Like had them shits like close your entire fucking face over.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't breathe nothing but your hot ass breath. These motherfuckers just let you breathe in good air. All that good air and that bad air. Niggas saying, yeah, you know, shit ain't worth it. Get you a KN95. I'm gonna be masked up till the day I die. I think it's too many nasty people out here that just be coughing in the air and just coughing. I never really paid attention to it, but now I'd be looking at people like, yo, you really just gonna cough in your hand and try and like...
Yeah, I'll never not have sanitizer forever.
Like, I don't trust people too much no more. I ain't trust people a lot to begin with, but now you could just be coughing in your arm and try and dab me up, and then I come in for the arm hug and you just coughing in your arm. Now I got arm germs on my back and shit, and we just now sick. Does it work that way? I don't fucking know. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah. So I'm Big Mask. Big Mask.
I'm Big Mask. You Big Mask.
All day. I ain't got time. I ain't gonna say that. I say it that way. Did you see they released Big Bill from the Big House?
I did see that yesterday. CNN alert and all. I don't know. It looked like they said some people dropped some charges. Charges were dropped. All I do know is, man, potentially, allegedly, supposedly, this nigga Bill was wildin'. That's all I can say, man. We talk about the justice system and shit, all the flaws in it, from front to back, you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest things is, you know, in terms of like guilty until proven innocent. Many, mm-hmm. many times we see where it's vice versa. I just don't know. And I'm not informed enough to even really want to get into that shit. Like, you know, that deep. I just know that they said that nigga Bill was wildin'. And I don't understand how they go from saying this nigga Bill was wildin' to now he wasn't wildin'.
They didn't say he wasn't wilding. It was never that he wasn't. Because I think, just like how everybody thinks that OJ did it, I think Bill did it. I know that Bill did what the fuck he did. He said he did what the fuck he did. It was the manner in which it was executed against him that got him off. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't necessarily that he just got off. This is like, you know, they dropped the fucking ball, just how they dropped the ball against
OJ.
What's that dude's name from Florida? I never remember the what's that man's name? Zimmerman. Yeah. Mm. The way they dropped the ball with him, let him out. Instead of going for the correct, like, approaching it correctly, they approached it and fumbled the ball. They fumbled the bag. They did the same thing with Bill. Like, you know, he did that shit, bro. He said he did that shit. And I believe that during the time in which everybody jokes about this shit, if you look back at all this shit, a lot of people joke about the shit they used to do. Motherfuckers used to joke about, yeah, you know, just not me. I'm talking about these old folks. Because I ain't never did no stupid shit like this. I think this shit is fucking disrespectful to women. Like, to, like, drug them and all that shit. That shit's fucking crazy. Like, yo, that means you ain't got no, you shit lacking. For real, for real. Like, if you got a drug a chick to get her, you know what I mean? You lacking. You need to take your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking, like, the same with crazy ass niggas like to say, yo, fuck it, give me a number. Like, yeah, come on, yo, bro. She don't want to give you your shit. I mean, you lacking. Step your shit up, bro. At the end of the day. All right, so yeah, that Bill Cosby shit is crazy, dog. What I want to do is say congratulations to the NCAA for finally being NCAA. Forced.
Congratulations to the NCAA athletes.
Yeah, no. I want to congratulate the NCAA for being forced to have to let these kids get paid. It's been a long day. Without you, when I see you, rest in peace, Paul Walker, bro. Fast 9 coming out. This shit might be out. I don't even know. I ain't even seen that shit. I want to go see it. Though, word.
Yeah, that shit out. This is the first time I seen a Fast and Furious movie on drop. Be low key.
What you gonna do? Go to the movie theaters?
That's the only way you can see that shit.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. And then you gotta be vaccinated to go to the movie theaters because you're gonna have that card that you're gonna have in the glove compartment because you know you with it. But
they ain't letting you in there, bro. I don't understand how you came from outside the club. You know what I'm saying?
Can't get in.
You can't even get in.
Yellow diamond. Not anyway. The NCAA is no longer the NCAA, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NCAA is done. I think it's a changing of the guard, and I think this is the first step in the breakdown of the NCAA. Because follow me here, okay? If I take away the ability to control how someone gets paid, yes, fireworks, nigga. If I take away the ability to control how somebody gets paid, that then opens the door for somebody else to say, hey, here's some money. Thus creating a new market for all kinds of fucking influence. Imagine Zion Williamson, who had to get the money through a friend of a friend of a friend of a family, coming out there saying, yeah, I got Converse socks on with Nike shoes on because I got paid $50,000 for these socks and $20,000 for these shoes to wear tonight. I ain't gonna wear this shit next week. Next week, I might wear fucking Air Force pants. Fuck. Oh, you said your hamburger joint needed some publicity? Shit. It used to be come in and eat free. Now, it's, oh, I need to support my kid because, you know, now that I'm a college all-star, I have to be at practice all the time. But I can't go nowhere because you ain't gonna give me no money to help feed my family because I might have had a kid in high school because, you know, I was the all-star that I was. That, you know, these young little thots came at me and grabbed me and you know, bang. I bang, bang as the little Thundercat that I was because I am who I am. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. I'm just saying, it's not like it didn't happen. Kevin Garnett got how many kids?
Them kids about to get paid locally like that now. Them fucking restaurants and shit.
That's what I'm saying. It opens the door for me to have a D2 school. And I can give this D2 athlete just because I know at least 2,000 people going to be able to see this shit. I'll give you $500. Where's the wristband for the first quarter? Take it off if you want to. If you don't want to, you want to wear it, cool. But I paid to put this shit on in the first quarter. Because now, all-star quarterback at the football, at the game, big new jumbotron at the university, you know, we're trying to see everything. I'm going to see everything on that brand new jumbotron we just got from the donors at the university because, you know, we had that kind of money. Now somebody else got that kind of money.
Hey, man, salute. Salute to them. You know, for the longest, I know, like, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray got, like, drafted in by, like, a baseball team. Mm-hmm. Like, early. I think he got picked up early in the draft. That, I mean, his, the year before his last year at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so Buddy went back to Oklahoma to finish playing football as a professional baseball player. So, you know, with that, I believe came certain, at least some type of coins. Obviously, he couldn't get, like, his full type of shit. But that's just an example. So now, like you're saying, like, kids, they going to be able to, I say kids, but.
No, it's kids, bro. No, it is. Student athletes. Nah, dog.
I mean, they kids us.
You can be 18 and get a check, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas want you to get a high school. They want you to work out at the fast food joint for what? Bro, I can come in here and get paid every Friday night because it's Friday night football.
And I know that fuck-ass Dabo Sweeney said he was going to retire today. Well, he would consider retiring today. That football players got paid. And I ain't seen no nothing from that nigga today.
Cause he get $8 million a year. Fuck you mean? I don't give a fuck. He talking that shit cause the booster club behind him said, "Hey Dabo, you got to say this for us, please, bro." But no, we the only ones that's really gonna give him the money. Like the booster club ain't been giving these kids shit to begin with.
Man, all I know is fucking, you know, none of this shit is real. And Instagram can prove to you that none of this shit is real. Because
Wait, what?
These little niggas, man.
Oh shit, oh my.
Bro, they be on the gram they already look like they got it. Now mind you know what I'm saying? They might come from it. I don't know these niggas. I have no idea, you know.
Might be fake. Yeah.
Nah, this shit ain't fake. Now these are tangible items for sure.
Word.
And I'm always like, bro, how you got that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you know you hear now you do like you were saying earlier, like the media, you know, paint certain things certain ways, you know, and then you know you can just think about stuff that you've seen, not just media wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do come from. Different backgrounds, no matter the fucking race. But a lot of times, right, you know, like LeBron James, for instance, you know, or even like you said, Dwayne Wade, for instance. You know, Dwayne Wade's mom was a crackhead, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, I'm not here to talk shit about this nigga's mama. You know what I'm saying? This shit. It's
fucking Dwayne Wade.
Like, yeah. And no, I'm saying this shit is like, you can Google this shit.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? He comes from a different background than, you know, the next nigga. Same thing with like LeBron. You know what I'm saying? The kid from Akron. You know, his mom worked X amount of jobs and stuff like that. You know, Kevin Durant's family. You know what I'm saying? You can watch a movie on that shit on Lifetime. I seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know his mom was out there grinding. So, you get these in 2020 and beyond, you know what I'm saying? You see the same, at least, sort of star player, right? You don't know what background they come from. You just know they're a star player like Kevin Durant. And they black.
Word.
You're like, damn, bro, where you get that from? But maybe you came from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they all come from it. I think they all been getting it.
Yeah,
but now they can just get it.
It was given. Like, listen, it had to be given through a friend of a friend of a friend. So that it didn't look like I gave it directly to them. And you couldn't trace it directly back from them to me. But that whole thing was fucking stupid, though. Like, you show up as a sophomore with a new whip. And you know, and we know when you came in here, you came in off a 1.7 out of high school. And you had 45 days of absence in high school before you came in here. So I know you wasn't in school. I know you wasn't doing anything, but you came in here, you can catch a ball. So now you might be averaging a 2.5, 2.7, maybe a 3.0 just because, you know, that's academic standards. And you eating. Oh, you want to go out? Yeah, you know, I mean, you did just bring in 200 yards on the ground last week. This week, you brought what you went. You ran 30 carries for 250 and 4 touchdowns. Yeah, dog. Oh, yeah. State. Oh, you talking about national championship run? Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if you got it or not. You're going to get a little bit more. If you came in with it, you're going to get a little bit more. I think Odell had money. I know Odell had money coming in. That don't mean he didn't get more shit when he came into college. Well, fuck. I know you had it. I could tell you had it. You was cocking up to do what the fuck you did. Ain't nobody say shit to you because you know ain't mad at me. I get the fuck out of here. I'm still going to have money. But.
Man, I just know some of these niggas was trying to get it for the longest.
Yeah.
They was getting to it for the longest, getting jammed up for that shit too. Like Maurice Claret, you know, he got jammed up back, I think it was like 2000.
Mm.
Fucking, it be simple shit, yo. They was on, Bruh, you know, you bring up Odell, they was on OBJ case.
They made Adrian Peterson get his shit back. Because he gave niggas money.
Huh?
They made Adrian Peterson get his shit back. They made him give his Heisman back when they found out that nigga was getting money. I remember that shit. I could be wrong, but I think I remember that shit. I think I was correct. They stripped him of his title and all that. It was either AP. Who the fuck was that? USC. Was that AP?
Oh, you're talking about Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush. I'm tripping. Yeah, I'm wrong as fuck. They made Reggie Bush give his Heisman back.
Yeah, that man tweeted today. Well, well, well.
Right.
Get that nigga his shit back, man. What's wrong with y'all? Speaking of Reggie Bush and Kanye, they share a common interest.
Rashad, common interest, a common end game. Because when they got on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Lil. All right, so let's have a real conversation. Whose fault is that? Is that Kim's fault for having 45, like, her fourth or fifth failed marriage? Or is that Kanye for being crazy?
Well, I mean, I feel like in that scenario, there's one common denominator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be, I feel like that has to be considered. But at the same time, you know, I don't know. Shit. I never really fought with a crazy person or fought with somebody who wasn't crazy. I'm not going to say that. I never fucked with somebody who, you know what I'm saying, was one way and then went through some shit and became another way. Mm. So, you know, that could be impactful, I'd imagine.
Mm.
It sounds like to me that, you know, they both might be at fault here.
Oh, okay.
Because like I said, there definitely is a common denominator in this scenario, and that common denominator is not Kanye West. But Kanye West did have, you know, some potentially impactful things to go on. So more power to him, man.
Hey man, does art imitate life or does life imitate art?
Shit is a fucking simulation, bro.
But I'm saying though, like, which one would you say it is? Does art imitate life or does life imitate art?
I think art imitates life.
You think art imitates life?
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I think the same. But sometimes I be wondering.
Because when shit goes on artistically,
mm-hmm.
and then later, you know, years later, it goes on in living color, IRL.
In real life.
I'm like, damn, I seen this before. So, I don't know.
I often wonder that, man. I'd be like, how many times are we going to go through this shit before we say we ain't got to do it no more?
I've been asking myself that lately. You know, I've been like, during the pandemic, listening to more music and shit, I'd be like really listening to like listening to what I'm listening to, you know, because a lot of times the production can catch you and you have no idea what the fuck is being said. It's tons of songs out there. You don't know what the fuck these niggas is talking about.
A lot of shit going on.
But now, you know, I try to pay more attention and, you know, I get to the point where I'm reading lyrics, shit like that, looking at what these niggas are saying. Because, you know, it's all, like, storytelling in a way. It's all poetry. And I'm just like...
We're going to talk about that.
I feel like it is. Like, I'm not, like, I be trying to be like, damn, like, what situation put you in to write these lyrics?
But they don't be in that
and
situation.
And what bag were you in?
Some of them don't even be in that bag. They just be taking somebody else's shit.
Yeah, that too. But, or, you know, somebody, you might just be a good storyteller. So you might be able to tell me something about your day, your week, your month, your year, and then I can put it in a song, just because, you know, I have that skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, now these lyrics, I'm not in that bag, you know, I'm in your bag. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a story, I was able to flip it into a song. That's very possible. But somebody was there. And I'm just like, damn, bro, like,
somebody was there.
That shit really happened.
There had to
like
be
that?
An account. There had to be a first-hand account. Whether it, well, somebody
like
had
you
it,
didn't like
it,
not
even if you
in
heard
most
it from
situations
somebody else, somebody
you didn't just pull this
from.
Shit out of fucking clear blue
I don't
sky.
Know, but you know there is also this little thing when you go up to the library. They got two sections. They got nonfiction and they got fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then hip hop, not even hip hop, and music in general, and all the shit that we consume, music, mass media, period. There's fiction.
Fake news.
I really hate him for that shit, dog. Because it really is like fake news out here. But you can't call it because it's a catchphrase. But even out here in real life, you got nonfiction and you got fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know because ain't nobody labeling it. All right, man, I ain't got shit else, man. You got anything? You know?
Hey, nah, man, but y'all boys still hold it down, you know what I'm saying? I know I ain't told y'all in a few months, but keep washing your hands, man. Keep that sanitizer on deck. You know, like I did say earlier, I know I don't really be following the mask protocols like I said I would, even after all this shit was over. But you know what I'm saying? At least keep that shit on you, man, because you never know. You never know. I tried to go into a restaurant the other day to pick up some food, and the boy was like, hold on, trap. And I almost went back to my glove box, like, hold on, trap. But then, you know, I was like, nah, I'm bugging out. So, yeah.
Man, so I almost went back to the glove box, man. Like, hey, yo.
I got this here card, my guy. But nah. Listen,
how you going to get in? How you playing from the outside of the club? You can't even get in.
Exactly. Like, but it's all good because aside my card, I had that mask.
Word. All right, well, fuck you. Because you see the big backs and shit. Nah, for real. I'm going to get that shit whenever I have to. Like, until I have to.
Shit, rock out.
We out.
Peace.